You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show. My name is Charles Rose Jr., and we focus on breaking through limitations and barriers to get you to that next level of investing. With me is William Palmer, my amazing co-host. And in today's episode, our guest will be talking about how you can quit your job and be financially free through investing in rental properties.
That's right, Charles. He also shares his thoughts on when is the best time to start investing in real estate. Let's get started.
Welcome to the Breakthrough Investor Show, where we guide you to financial freedom and break barriers in your investing to give you the secrets to success. And now, here are your hosts, Charles Rose Jr. and William Palmer.
How you doing today, William?
I'm doing great, Charles. I hope you're having a great sunny day out in the Dominican Republic. It's a little rainy here, so I kind of wish I was right there with you.
Oh, man, it is sunny. It's a perfect day to go to the beach, man. You should just come on over. I have an extra room.
Well, don't tempt me because I might take you up on that.
That sounds good, man. Well, William, man, are you excited about today's guest as much as I am?
I don't think I could be more excited. It's not very often that you get to interview one of your friends. So definitely looking forward to that.
Oh, man. Friend, coach, like so many different things. Mentor, brother in Christ, so many different things, man. So today's guest is an expert real estate investor who quit his job at 37 years old with financial freedom and passive income from his real estate investing. With his coaching, podcast, and YouTube channel, Master Passive Income, he has helped thousands of people invest in real estate as well. And he is on track to someday help over 1 million people invest in real estate. He's also the founder of Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, where he brings thousands of real estate investors all around just to help them connect with each other and grow their investing business together. Welcome, the founder of Master Passive Income and Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, Dustin Heiner.
Dustin. Wow, that was an amazing intro. I need to have you come every time I enter a room, be able to share that with everybody. That was phenomenal. Oh, thanks, man. I really appreciate you having me on the show and super pumped about the idea of helping people to break through in the real estate investing or investing in general. So I love the podcast. Actually, real estate's so amazing. I quit my job when I was 37 years old and became successfully unemployed. I like that term. And then, now I just go to the gym in the morning, hang out with my family and come on podcasts and talk to great guys like you. So really appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely, Dustin. It's such an honor for you to be one of the first guests on our show. And so we absolutely admire you. And we're just so thankful for you teaching us so much and teaching everyone so much, man. But tell us, Dustin, more about your investing journey. What initially made you want to do it?
Yeah. So, I'll start from the beginning, but I'll go right, to the end. And now I've always been entrepreneurial in my life, and being entrepreneurial started businesses growing up, but I've always been taught, just like we're all taught, that we need to go to school, get good grades, and then take those good grades and hopefully go to a college or university and get in, hopefully, get better grades and get a college degree and get in thousands and thousands of dollars into debt. And you take that piece of paper, that degree they give you, and you go to companies and you try to get a quote unquote career with a company. Then you work 40 plus years of your life and eventually retire 65, 70 years old and retire and hopefully live on what you managed to save that entire time that you're working that JOB is what I call it, the just over broke job. Well, I'm doing that exact same thing. I actually get the most risk averse job ever. The most stable job
I can ever think government.
Of. I was working in, it has to be government, exactly. In California at the time when I was living there, I get a job at a local county government doing technology in California for the government. And those three things are never going to go away. Like, technology is not going away. California is not going away. And government, will never go away. So the most stable job. But at the same time, I've been entrepreneurial. So I started building businesses. And so I even had a newspaper route when I was really young. That's where you ride around on a bicycle with newspapers and throw them at 5 a.m., banging them on garage doors, waking people up. Had a graphic and website design company, skateboard manufacturing business, pizzeria, and a convenience store. Started them all from the ground up. But at the same time, I've always had that stable, secure job. And then I bought one rental property. And that when I started investing back in 2006, I bought one rental property. And I remember that check that I got from that first property. It was amazing. It was $317. And I got that check and I said, what in the world? Like, I didn't do anything. I had my property. My property did all the work for me. I said, I need to be an investor. Well, guys, you know how it happens. Like, life starts getting in the way. And my wife and I started having children. And actually, this is the crazy story that happened. So when my fourth child was born, I went on paternity leave. That's where the dad stays home with the mom, changes poopy diapers and all that good stuff and bonds with the baby. And after about 2 weeks, I go off of paternity leave. And in that same week that I get back to work on a Friday, at 3:30 in the afternoon, I get a call from my boss's secretary, like the top dog. And she says, Dustin, would you please come to the office? And I said, sure. And then I hung up the phone. I paused for a second. I thought, why in the world did they call me the office? Like, this isn't normal. And I've seen plenty of movies. Friday at 3:30 is not a good sign. And I immediately started thinking, like, I might get laid off. Well, I immediately shook that thought out of my head. I said, no way. I got so much seniority. I got the best stable, secure job ever. So I shook it off and I got up and I walked down the hallway to my boss's office. Well, this hallway isn't very long. In fact, it's kind of short, but every single step that I took, it felt like the hallway got longer and longer and longer. And it felt like my feet became lead bricks because the weight of potentially losing my job was just crushing down on me. Well, I get down the hallway and I turn the corner. I see my boss's door and his door is closed. And I see his secretary there, super sweet, nice old lady. She says, Dustin, would you please have a seat? So I go and I take a seat and she's kind of sheepishly grinning at me, trying to console me with her eyes because she knows everything about what's going on. I know nothing about what's going on. Well, I go and I take my seat and I think about my life. If I get laid off right now, did I just waste my life going this path that everybody told me? Then, oh my goodness, like we just had our fourth child. If I can't make money and I can't feed my family, am I a failure as a father? Am I a failure as a husband, as a man trying to provide for his family? Well, as I'm sitting there, my hands get all clammy. My forehead gets all sweaty because the nerves of everything is just crushing down on me. Well, the door to my boss's office opens up. And now walks a coworker of mine, nice lady. She walks by me with a piece of paper in hands and she is noticeably distraught, noticeably upset, not necessarily crying, but you could tell her world has been rocked. She passes by me and my boss says, Dustin, would you please come to the office? So I get up and I go into his office and I get laid off. And remember, this is the government. Nobody gets fired or laid off for the government, but I did. And the reason why I tell the story is because I realized two things and I want you to realize this too. So I go back to my desk and I sit down and the first thing I realize is that I need to get another job. I need to be able to provide for my family. So I was really blessed, praise the Lord, to find another job in the same county. A different department wasn't having issues. So check, got a new job. The second thing that I realized sitting there in that desk, and this is the reason why I tell the story, is I realized I need to make sure that this never, ever happens to me again. I need to make sure that nobody has the ability to take away my ability to feed my family. So right then and there, I realized anytime anybody would ask me the question, Dustin, what do you do? I would reply, oh, I do technology at the local county government. Well, I'm basically projecting my value is coming from my job. Now, my value doesn't come from my job. My value comes from my God, from myself, and from my family. So right then and there, I knew I needed to be an investor, but life got in the way. I said, no longer will I ever let life get in the way. I will now tell everybody I'm an investor. Now, it may so happen that 100% of my money comes from my job. That's now my part-time job. I am a full-time investor. So fast forward the story, started buying property after property after property, each one making me a minimum of $250 a month in passive income. Eventually, I had 30 plus properties. I was like, I'm losing money working here. So last part of the story, I'll wrap it up. I went to my new boss, great boss and all. I said, hey boss, I'm laying you off. Like, here's your layoff notice. You know, we laughed and joked about it. And he said, Dustin, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't have to do anything. I own real estate. It makes money for me without working. Well, the last part of the story, if you remember that short hallway, they got longer and longer and longer. Well, I walked to and from my job to my car a mile and a half every single day. I've done it 1,000 times. This last time, I felt like I was walking on clouds because I knew I would never, ever need a job again. Because everybody listening, you need to realize that nobody can ever pay you what you are worth. You are not getting paid what you're worth. And this is how you'll know. Your boss is paying you just enough to keep you working without quitting, but not so much money that takes money out of your pocket. If they did, they would go broke. So what you need to do is find a way that you can actually get paid for what you're worth. And my way is investing in real estate. Each property making me $250 a month in passive income. Now I have so many properties that I literally don't need any work. But I'll pause the story because you guys probably have plenty of questions.
Yeah, man. Dustin, every time you share that story, man, it's like I'm like living in it. Like, you know, I feel like I'm walking through the hallways man, it's just amazing and so inspiring. Like everything that you went through, right, to get to where you are. So, you know, what would you say is your first major breakthrough in investing, and how did that shape your path?
I would have to say the major breakthrough was changing my mindset in two different ways. Number one, from being an employee to being an investor or business owner. That's a big change because we're all taught from the time we're born, literally be a cog in a machine, just pumping out products that somebody else can sell and they get rich. So that's number one, going from an employee to now switching my mindset, breaking through to where I can be an investor and a business owner. Those are two things. The other thing was going from active income, and it's like kind, exactly like it, one leads to the other. It's going from active income where you work 1 hour and you get paid for that 1 hour. Instead, you start making passive income where you work one time and you get paid over and over and over again. Those are the main things. And because I thought, okay, real estate investing is very risky. Even though I did it one time, I thought it's risky. But now I realize the breakthrough for me was it's more risky to work for somebody else. Putting my livelihood, my family's livelihood in their hands, that is so much more risky than anything else. So as soon as I broke through that mindset of, well, now I need to become an investor and a business owner. I need to focus on passive income, buying properties that make me money without working. And then at the same time, making sure that I am getting paid for what I am worth, no longer getting paid for my time, but for the value that I bring, where I'm making money over and over and over again.
That's great. I was going to say, it sounds like the catalyst or that was the decision in your change of values. That's kind of what it sounds like, just in a nutshell from listening to you. That was what led you to that breakthrough.
It sure was. In fact, it was getting laid off was one of the biggest things that really rocked my world. It made me realize life is too short. And at the same time, if I can't feed my family, everything is just going to go bad. And so I need to be able to have a way to feed my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%.
So Dustin, like, you know, so with you having this goal that you achieve, and then, you know, just realizing that this is to feed your family, right? What would you say, like, I felt like you did even more than feeding your family, right? You were able to be there for your kids. Like, talk about that some more, like how that's changed your personal life with your family and your wife. I think that's so important because sometimes we just focus on investing, but, you know, you have an amazing story and going back to, you know, why you did everything, but talk about that more. What were you able to do beyond feeding your family?
Yeah. So my big why really comes around to my family. I love being around my family. My wife is amazing. In fact, I have the easy job of making money. She's got the hard job of homeschooling the kids. And so we have four kids and we're blessed now to have a fifth one on the way, and 11-year gap between our fourth and our fifth. So we're going back into diapers, but I have built-in babysitters and diaper changers.
Well, that was thought out.
For me, it's all, for me, it's all about family, and it's all about being around my family and service to the Lord. Like, I am a Christ follower, read the Bible multiple times a day, teach my kids the Bible every single day, like literally every single day. We do family worship or family Bible time every single night. And I realize, because the Bible says you're either going to be a slave to sin and death or a slave to righteousness and life. Like, I'd much rather be a slave to life and righteousness. And with that, I realize as a husband, as a father, I need to provide for my family. With that, I need to serve the Lord. And now having so much more time back, imagine quitting your job, having 40 plus hours of your life back where you can do whatever you want, travel the world, serve people, whatever it might be. Now I have the ability to serve my family, be there, build up my relationships, and then now help many other people. And so that was the main why, is getting that freedom back, not back because I never had, but getting that freedom in my life to where I now have the time to do whatever it is that I want with my time, instead of slaving away for somebody else and then eventually retiring and hoping to live on the money that I actually saved.
Amen to that.
I'll tell you, the fact that you're an outspoken believer and Christian is actually one of the things that got me listening to your podcast like so many other people. So it's a huge attraction for that.
Praise
alone.
The Lord. In fact, that was something that I was actually considering when I started the podcast. I was thinking, should I change like how I talk? And I felt convicted that God said, no, number one, you don't want to be fake. Like, you be yourself. Because I normally say, praise the Lord. And when somebody asks me how I'm doing, I say, I'm very blessed. And I say, God is good. Like, that's how I talk. And whenever I also say things, like people ask me questions, how to do this or that, usually scripture comes to mind and I say scripture. So I definitely don't change how I am because conviction by the Lord. But at the same time, for me, everything from investing to any businesses I own, life is a means to an end to serve the Creator. And so my goal is then in the end, the very end of all, The only thing that matters, we know King Solomon, when he wrote his book, Ecclesiastes, the very, very end, he says, the end of the matter is fearing God and keeping his commandments. And so, amen, praise the Lord. And I appreciate you sharing that, William, because that's something that I was convicted from the very beginning. And then, in fact, I started working with you and you said that. And I'm like, that was even more confirmation, like just keep moving forward in serving the Lord.
Amen. Amen. That's so amazing. That's not, and you're doing ministry like in what you're doing, right? Some people think you have to be a pastor or a missionary to do it, but you're actually blessing others through everything that you're doing. And just like William, that's one of the reasons why I started following you. I was praying. I told my wife, I said, you know, I'm totally okay, like you know, learning from other people, no matter their beliefs and everything. And I have a lot of friends who have different beliefs. But I was like, you know, in this next journey in my life, like I need someone who's a believer, like Dustin. And so it's so amazing that you let God shine through you. And so Dustin, man, this is just awesome, man. So tell us, Dustin, you know, what's the biggest advice you would give to someone trying to be a breakthrough investor, right? And so, you know, we know that, you know, just getting started is a very important step, but talk about that some more.
Yeah. So outside of getting started, because everybody knows you should get started. If you're listening to this, more than likely, you're like, I need to get started. Well, taking that step, yes. That's if you don't even start, there's no point in even going forward. Like you're just going to keep spinning your wheels. So the quote, I love this quote. It's actually a proverb, I think. It's, when is the best time to plant a tree? Well, it was 20 years ago. The next best time is literally today. So you got to get started today. So that's without me saying it. You have to start today. Now, what helped me to break through as a investor is really coming down to, actually, it's education. I'll be completely honest. Like, I'm not a big fan of college. In fact, my kids are homeschooled. They'll never go to, they haven't gone to elementary school. They won't go to junior high or even high school. They won't do that. They won't even go to college. I can teach my kids how to make money and be a great member of society better than literally any single person out there. Plus, who's going to care about them more than I do? So in teaching them, my goal is to teach them how to be good, productive members of societies, providing for their family. And so for me, what I had to do was, in breaking through my limitations, is the past things that I've had in getting education. So with college is fine for people who want to go through. I'm not saying it's bad, just for me and my family, we don't. But getting the education in doing it right, that is by far the, because when you're, let's say you're going to try to do anything, but we'll just use the example of investing in real estate. If you've never done before, it's rather hard and you get kind of worried, you get concerned, you get scared. There's fear that comes because you've never done it before. But as soon as you've done it one time, then it gets so much easier. In fact, the students at Master Passive Income, usually it takes them a little, before they start working with me, it's about 1 or 2 years of them trying to do it and then they don't. But then they start working with us at Master Passive Income. And then within 2 or 3 months, they're already putting in offers and then they get their first property. Well, their second property usually comes like in 2 or 3 weeks later. It's just that it works so well because we build the business. But it's because of, now that second property is so much easier because you've done it once. Now, to get past that fear, because the fear is the thing that grabs most of us. It's the fear. To get past that fear, to get that first property, to get the second one, it's really just education. Getting around people and listening to your guys' podcast over, like, all the time, every single week. Everybody listening, you need to keep coming back. Listen to the Breakthrough Investor over and over again, because you're going to be hearing success stories, but also failures. I'll share you how I failed as well. But you need to have that education that helps you get past that fear, and that fear gets you that first property or the first thing that you're trying to do. And then it's like, I've done it before. Like, just like riding a bike. It's so hard learning how to ride a bike, but as soon as you do, you can't forget. You can't not do it. You're going to ride the bike every single time. So for me, it's getting past that fear with education, moving forward.
100%. If people just listen, and like anybody listening to this, throw on a podcast. It's like how I found Dustin, and just listen to other podcasts. There's tons, Bigger Pockets, all these other people. There's great podcasts out there. Books, all that other stuff. When it comes to all of that, pile it on as much as you can. And then that'll project you forward.
I agree. Like, when I started investing, it was 2006. There weren't any podcasts back then that I know of. I think I was just listening to audiobooks. You guys will laugh at this. So I was watching TV late at night. And remember, I was just a regular employee. I was watching TV late at night. A late night infomercial came on and a real estate quote unquote guru said, "Hey, we're coming to your town, a free 2-hour seminar, come." And I was like, great, this is fantastic. I don't know how to invest in real estate. I want to. So I went to that 2-hour seminar and it was horrible. It was all hype, all sales pitch. And they said, "Now run to the back and go give us thousands of dollars." In fact, it's normally owe me $1 billion, but it's $1,000 today. So I did that. I paid $1,000, went to this 2-day seminar, which was even more hype and more sales pitch. But nowadays, we don't have to have that spammy stuff. There's much more genuine people. In fact, the Master Passive Income podcast, the Breakthrough Investor podcast, it's literally all about giving. It's all about helping other people to invest. And now there's so many great things out there. There's so many great services that we can use in our business. In fact, the only thing I had back when I started investing in 2006 was, I think, just email. Everything, like all this other software and things that are out there now, is so much easier now with everything out there, plus the education. Like if anybody joins, when they join Master Passive Income, I mean, the success rate is just skyrocketed because of the group coaching, coaches like you, William and Charles, that are helping students to be successful. But yeah, it's getting around the right people so that they can actually help you invest in real estate, getting past that fear.
Dustin, you've been doing this since 2006. So what's some of the other avenues we know that you do single family rental homes, but what's some of the other avenues that you found that have been good for you, that you've been interesting, piqued your interest? I know you've touched a little bit on land at some point in the past. I am assuming that you're still continuing with that, but what's some of the other avenues that people might want to look at?
Yeah. So I personally, like, my bread and butter, the easiest thing in the world. In fact, I'll sleep and I'll dream about buying properties and the process. Like I've done it so many times. I'll wake up thinking, I just bought a property. Oh no, I just woke up from a dream. I've just done it so many times and coached so many people, which is great. So it's my bread and butter. Easiest thing is residential, 4 units and below. The financing is super simple, just conventional financing. You can get it rented out, manage it really well with a good property manager. So bread and butter, easy. Now, from that, I've also invested in hotels. A syndication is what it's called, but basically a company got together, a bunch of other investors. We pulled our money together to buy into some hotels, which is going really, really well. I had started getting into land investing, but then I realized land is great, but the next step that I'm moving into is two different things. Number one, I'd love to get in storage units, storage facilities, but another big thing that's really hitting right now that I'm super pumped about, outside of starting businesses, I love businesses, like in general, other businesses, but here's another one, is residential assisted living. I'm actually going to start turning one of my properties in Houston into, it's like 3,500 square feet, which is way too big for a rental. I mean, it's literally just gargantuan. I didn't know what I was doing when I bought it at the time. I was, oh, it's a good property. Let me go ahead and buy it. And so I'm renting it for about $1,900 now. If I rented it for a residential assisted living, got 10 different tenants in there, basically 10 different older people to live in there, I could potentially be making $10,000 a month in passive income. Now it's a whole different business model. You have to get service members. You have to get insurance. You have to get a manager that's managing, you have clientele that you literally are taking care of them, medicine, all that sort of stuff. So it's a big undertaking, but that's actually the next route that I'm going. But I mean, what it comes down to here is, and you guys know, especially with the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, we have so many expert investors that come to the conference that are teaching, that are showing how to do this stuff, that there's so many amazing ways to invest in real estate. You don't just have to pick one. Now, my suggestion, pick one, get expert at it, actually be a master at it. That's why I love Master Passive Income. That's why I created Master Passive Income. I want to show everybody that they can be a master of passive income themselves. That's number one. So find one that is your bread and butter, like our friend Seth, who's been interviewed on the show, Seth Williams of RE Tipster, great podcast, great guy. He does land investing, but does phenomenal land investing. And there are so many other, like Airbnb, storage units, residential assisted living, multifamily. There's so many different ways to do it. But for me, I love being around the experts that are the ones that are doing it. Like another person is it Gabrielle? No, that's Charles's daughter's name. Isabella. There you go. Isabella. She's speaking at RubeCon. She does residential assisted living. So I literally paid to be in her course. I paid money to be in her course so I can learn that at residential assisted living. But I mean, you name it, there are so many great ways to do it. You just have to figure out how to do it. I know, William, you've been doing the mobile home parks. Like that's phenomenal. I love that idea. I'm so glad you're doing that too.
Well, I'd love to get some more of them. So any of you guys out there listening that got some interesting ones, shoot me a message or an email or something. But yeah, that's been a really, really interesting one. But honestly, I don't know that I would have ever even looked at that if I hadn't started your course at the time. So that kind of led into one thing or another, and it's a constant learning experience. So anybody who comes on into real estate, for sure, just keep learning. Absolutely keep learning.
Absolutely. And William, I'm glad you mentioned that too, how you got into Dustin's course, and I got into it too. And so many other people, thousands of people. So Dustin, like what inspired you to start Master Passive Income and also the coaching and everything? Because you know, some people, they just get in the business and just build, and which is great. You know, that's the path they want to take. But not only do you build, you also give. You know, I feel like you give even more than you build, which is so great. So what inspired you to start it?
I found that when I was quitting my job, I had so many friends and coworkers and family members asking me how to invest in real estate. So I just started teaching them one-on-one. In fact, I'm a normally like a coach type of personality, a teacher type of personality. In fact, I played sports growing up and I was always usually like the one trying to plan and strategize and get people to, you know, play better and all that sort of stuff. And so when I started teaching friends and family members and coworkers and stuff, I realized I enjoyed it and I had fun doing it. And so it was actually a progression from there. It was a progression from teaching one-on-one to just friends and family members to be like, you know what? Let me write a book, because everybody has the same questions. They're beginner questions, very good questions, but they're the beginner questions that if I could, instead of just coaching everybody one-on-one and just have to say the same things over and over again, let me write a book. So I wrote a book called How to Quit Your Job with Rental Properties. I know it's not very creative at all. Very straightforward, very straightforward name. And so I wrote that book and I would just give that out to people. Here, just read this. This will answer a lot of your beginner questions. And then when you're ready, then I can work with you and help you to do it. So I started doing that. Then fast forward, I had fun doing that. So I started the podcast, started the blog or the articles on the website, then YouTube channel, then courses and coaching, just kept building on, because every single thing that I built, and here's another thing, it's building passive income, because I love passive income. When I have my books in audiobook form or paperback form or whatever it might be, I get paid when somebody buys it perpetually. It just keeps selling. That's another one. The same thing in the podcast. If we ever put ads on the podcast, we can make money over and over again, things like that. So trying to make passive income. But for me, it was just building one-on-one. But here's the biggest thing, like the reason why, not what I did, the what I did I just shared. Here's the why. I realized that I am in the people business. I love people. I love helping people. And so if anybody's listening to this, like for you listening to this, if you're an investor in real estate or whatever it might be, I'll give you an example. Real estate is not about properties. If you think it's about properties, you got it all wrong. Real estate's about people. Same thing with business. Business is not about a product. If you think it's about a product, it's all wrong. It's about people. Real estate is about people. Business is about people. Life is not just about experiences. It's about people. And when I started serving people, I got so fulfilled. And I'll give you a quick example of what. So when I bought my first property, I felt like an accomplishment. It was great, but I didn't really feel fulfilled. When I quit my job, it was a great accomplishment, but I didn't feel fulfilled. When I got my first student to buy their first property, I felt so much more fulfilled than ever before in my own investing. And then as my students started, more and more students started getting coaching and getting their properties, I started thinking, my goodness, this is absolutely, I feel so much better because I'm helping another human being get what they want that can make their life better. And when they quit their job, I feel so fulfilled internally because I'm helping another human being. So now fast forward, Master Passive Income, everything that we do here, same thing with Breakthrough Investor, it's all about serving other people, because Christ came not to be served, but to serve. And if we take that same perspective, because we know Paul, the Apostle Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Well, Paul was a servant. Christ was a servant. We need to be servants. In fact, we are slaves. Like I said, the Bible says we're slaves to righteousness and life if you're a Christ follower. And for me, I'm a slave doing what the Father told me to do, which is serve people, preach the gospel, and make his son known.
Amen. Amen to that, brother. Wow, man. This has been absolutely amazing. But more than likely, maybe we missed something, Dustin. Is there anything we missed so our audience can become a breakthrough investor just like you?
Yeah. So one thing I will absolutely say is that I love how real estate investing is so scalable. Now, it's scalable very fast, that different than stocks and all that. So I'm going to give you an example of what it looks like to scale to where you can become financial independent so fast. I mean, you and Charles and William, both you guys are very like complete examples of this. But if you buy one property that makes you $250 a month in passive income, that's $3,000 a year. That's great income. If your boss says, hey, I want to give you a $3,000 a year raise, you'd be like, sure, I'll take that. Well, you just buy one property. Well, you can scale that and have other people do the work. And let's say you bought 10 properties at $250 a month. That's $2,500 a month in passive income. That's $30,000 a year without working. 20 properties is $5,000 a month. $60,000 a year without working. 40 properties is $120,000 a year. So it's so scalable. But here's the thing. People might be thinking, well, Dustin, that's so much work. Well, no, it's not. In fact, a lot of people have heard of the book, The 4-Hour Workweek. It's a good book. And the premise is you try to make your life and your job so that you only have to work 4 hours a week. Well, in my opinion, working 4 hours a week is for suckers. I don't want to work 4 hours a week. I don't even want to work 4 hours a month. I maybe work 30 minutes a month on my business, on my properties, just pull up my property management statements, make sure everything looks good, and then put them away and go back to play with my kids. Because I built the business, I put systems, procedures, and processes and build for passive income. With all of those, I now have a business that runs itself. It's absolutely automatic, as well as make money to provide for my family. So if anybody, you want to be a breakthrough investor, focus on passive income. Get the systems, procedures, and processes in place and get the education. Honestly, if you want to do anything, get some education first so that it's not scary and you're not going to waste money doing it wrong. In fact, I spent $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 doing this business wrong, ripped out all that stuff out of my business model because now I know it doesn't work. And then now I just teach what works. And so it saves people. I learn from my mistakes. In fact, I love this quote too, a proverb, a smart man learns from his mistakes, but a wise man learns from other people's mistakes. I'm like, my goodness. Why not learn from our mistakes? So that's probably where I would say, if we're going to do anything and be a breakthrough investor, get the systems, procedures, and processes, get the right people around you that's going to help you to be successful. And then when you do that, you're going to be able to look back and say, because I did all this and invested for passive income, I now have financial freedom and am successfully unemployed.
Amen. Amen. This has been phenomenal, man. Love it. Love it. All of it. So yeah, Dustin, I mean, people are going to want to find you. You know, William and I know so many people know how to find you. But for those that don't know how to find you, tell us more how they can find you and how can they connect with you?
Yeah, absolutely. So I have a free course. You guys mind if I share out that free
course? Absolutely. Please do.
Absolutely.
Awesome. So I'll show you guys how to invest in real estate. So anybody listening, for you listening, I'll give you my course literally for free. And I've had so many people invest just from this free course. In fact, just listen to my podcast, People Invest in Real Estate. So text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L, rental to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll show you how to find an area anywhere in the country to invest out of state, how to build the business, how to scale the business so you can quit your job, making minimum of $250 a month in passive income. You can also find me on the link would be masterpassiveincome.com/free course, masterpassiveincome.com/free course. You can also find me on Instagram. You know, funny enough, I actually like getting DMs from people. So you can find me the Dustin Heiner. And I'm not that arrogant. It's the only handle I could come up with. But then my podcast as well, Master Passive Income Podcast. Oh, another thing. So you can check me on the podcast, but you guys are going to be at the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference coming up. And it's an annual conference. I want everybody listening to come to this conference. It's a giving conference. In fact, oh yeah. So you remember that little seminar I went to with that guru where they said, run to the back and give us money. My conference, I hated that. And I said, I will not have that. In fact, I want a conference that the opposite, just giving, just helping. And so you'll never see run to the back. It's a no sales pitch conference. So everybody listening, I want you to come to the conference. I'll give you 10% off too. Also to come. If you use the promo code podcast, go to REWBCON.com. Rubicon.com, the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, and use a promo code podcast. I'll literally give it to you this next year. It's going to be in St. Louis in March 14th through the 16th, 2024. But every year we're going to be moving back and forth. I'm hopefully going to be in Charles's hometown in Charlotte sometime soon, but that's hopefully if hotels work out. But follow me on all these places. I just literally want to give all this stuff out literally for free. Hopefully you're going to be able to take advantage and become a breakthrough investor. But then definitely continue to listen to the Breakthrough Investor podcast. You're going to get so many great insights from so many other great investors. And plus, I think Charles and William, you guys are awesome people too. So if people are going to be listening to you, they're going to win just doing that.
Man, that is awesome. And for free. So did you say all those stuff are for free, Dustin? Am I hearing you right?
Yeah. Just about it. Other than the conference, you have to pay, but I'll give you 10% off. But yes, I'll give you all that stuff for free. Even on my Instagram, I actually am paying a company to help me to put free coaching content on Instagram and TikTok and all that sort of stuff just to get more people to invest.
That's awesome. Yeah, you're such a giver. Well, thank you so much, Dustin. It's been amazing having you on the show. And we'll see you soon, man.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good one, Dustin. Appreciate it very much.